And our phone lines are open for you right now. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Joined this week by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. As mentioned, they come to us from Kloss Financial. Their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. The number to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with Malia and CJ. Without any further ado, by the way, CJ, how you doing this morning?
I am doing great. It's a beautiful day outside.
It is a fantastic day, and spring is here. Malia, how are you doing?
Very good. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you both along, and we've got an important conversation about the word guarantee. There used to be a Cajun chef, Justin Wilson, I think was his name. He used to always say, "I guarantee it." Every time we went to the word guarantee, I still hear his voice, but a little bit different here. We're going to talk not about the cooking world. We're talking about the financial world and, of course, what that word guarantee means and what you should be understanding when you hear that when it comes to our conversations. So you're going to pay close attention to this week's program for a couple of reasons. One, obviously some great information, but also a fantastic opportunity to win a great prize. This week, had a chance to win a $25 gift card to Amazon from our friends at Kloss Financial with the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Little tip about the Kloss Quiz Question Week. Most of the time, just about every time, the question and answer come up during the program. So listen very closely because you'll get the question and answer, get a leg up on the competition a little bit later on the program when we do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. Before we get rolling on that word, a conversation about guarantee, let's actually take a look back at last week's show and talk about the question, get the question and answer from last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Get that as well.
Yes. So thanks for listening, everybody. Last week, we had a conversation about how to find the right target number for our future retirement savings. A lot of listeners for our question last week, which was, what is the maximum amount I can save into my 401k plan at work if I'm 55 years old in 2024? And the correct answer was from Marshall of Fitchburg. Correctly answered, you can put away up to $23,000 and add up the catch-up provision of another $7,500 for a total of $30,500. So congratulations to Marshall. Listen carefully today.
Really good program last week as well. If you missed that show or if you missed any part of today's program, don't forget you can always listen back at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. You can subscribe to the podcast right online as well. While you're at the website, you can learn more about Kloss Financial. They're separate divisions. You can learn more about the team. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a nice weekly email you receive, snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that available to you at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. And to join us this morning on air, love to have your question. All I got to do is dial in 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And today we're going to be talking about that word guarantee, which of course we all love hearing. Let's talk about what guarantee people they can look for or expect when it comes to money that we keep at our local banks. I see, of course, you walk into the bank and you see that FDIC sticker oftentimes. What exactly, CJ, does that guarantee?
Yeah, good question. Everyone wants typically the same thing. They want the greatest possible rate of return with no risk. And unfortunately, that's not generally the way the world works. And we kind of know this intuitively, right? When you see somebody who's hyper successful, they've often sacrificed a lot to get there. Or an athlete who's, makes something look very easy on maybe the basketball court. Often what you're not seeing is all the work that went into that. So we kind of know this intuitively, but we like to reject it mentally when it comes to our finances. Give me everything with no risk. Now, in the world of at least FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, there are some guarantees that we need to talk about. So that's where we're going to be focusing today. And this is a good time to clarify what types of guarantees are available for your money in banks, credit unions, and safety deposit boxes, because with election season right around the corner, often people will say, hey, I want some security in some of my money. And we're going to talk about that today. So I already mentioned it, but let's begin with the basics. Mm-hmm. FDIC. Our industry of finance loves acronyms. So FDIC stands for Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. They are an independent agency of the United States government that protects you against the loss of your insured deposits if an FDIC-insured bank or savings association fails. FDIC insurance is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. Now, sometimes, let me just pause on this point. Sometimes people will say, oh, they'll scoff at it. Oh, the full faith and credit of the federal government. That's nothing. They have so much debt, they don't know what they're doing. I get that. I appreciate people who say that. But my comment to you would be, globally, the United States government is the most secure lending institution in the world, significantly more secure than your bank or credit union. Now, you may have difficulty with that statement, but it's actually a statement of fact. There's no other government in the world that is considered more faithful than the United States government. Again, some people are so angry at what I'm saying right now, but these are actually statements of fact. And it's proven by the fact that when our government issues bonds of US government bonds, that they are immediately bought up by the world, by everybody in the world. They want to own them. Okay, that's a tangent that we could go down for a whole show. But the second point here would be the FDIC was created in 1933 in response to the thousands of bank failures that occurred in the 1920s and early 1930s. By the way, that's known as the Great Depression. And since the start of FDIC insurance on January 1st of 1934, no depositor has lost a single cent of insured funds because of a failure. Now, notice I emphasize the word insured funds. There are plenty of people who have lost money at banks due to a bank failure, but it's because they had more than the insured limit at that bank. Listen, we're going to be talking about this a little bit more later, but we have seen bank failures as recently as a few months ago in Silicon Valley Bank, known as SVB. And if people were under the FDIC limits, they were fine. If they were over, they were not. So Federal Deposit Insurance currently covers an individual investor of a failed FDIC-insured depository institution dollar for dollar, and this is principal plus any interest accrued to the depositor through the date of default up to $250,000. So that whole statement that I gave, up to $250,000. Now, interestingly enough, prior to 2008, which was subprime lending crisis, the 08 crash of the market. So prior to 2008, FDIC coverage was only up to $100,000 per depositor. This was permanently increased up to $250,000 in 2010 because of, again, that 2008 crisis.
Interesting.
Go ahead, Sean.
I was just going to say, as we're getting really interesting stuff from CJ and Malia this morning, our retirement planning professionals, just wanted to mention, of course, if you've got a question, love to have you on with us, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. The website for Kloss Financial is klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Sorry about that, CJ. You were talking about a little bit about FDIC insurance. Do you have to apply for that, or how does that work?
Yeah, good question. So depositors do not need to apply for FDIC insurance. Coverage is automatic whenever a deposit account is opened at an FDIC insured bank. Now, at an FDIC insured bank. In a moment, I know some of you are listening right now going, whoa, what about I'm at a credit union? Malia will be talking about that shortly. But again, these coverage limits, we try to make it simple, $250,000 per depositor, but it actually gets more complicated when you get down in the weeds. So if you want your funds insured by the FDIC, you just simply make sure you are placing your funds in a deposited account at an FDIC-insured bank and that your deposit does not exceed the insurance limit for that ownership category. So we're going to talk about ownership categories here in a moment. To ensure funds are fully protected, depositors should understand those coverage limits. Again, the FDIC provides separate coverage for deposits held in different ownership categories. So the coverage limits for single accounts, think I open up a bank account in my name only, owned by me only, that's that $250,000. But of course, what if I have a joint account with my spouse? And the answer would be, well, that's $250,000 per co-owner. So that would be $500,000 between my spouse and I. And then, of course, what if I have an IRA or Roth IRA? Well, that's a separate $250,000 limit. And then what if I have a revocable trust that has, you know, five different beneficiaries associated on it? Well, that's $250,000 per beneficiary up to a maximum of five beneficiaries. So you get the point. It's simple in concept, but then when you start thinking about the different types of accounts that you can open up at banks, it starts to get a little bit more convoluted. So as of the end of 2023, there were 4,470 FDIC-insured commercial banks in the United States. There have been 566 bank failures from 2001 to 2023. So that 22-year time frame, there have been 566 bank failures. Now, do realize that 322 of those 566 bank failures occurred in 2 years, between 2008 and 2010. Well, I guess it's 3 years over that time cycle. So just, you know, realize a huge chunk of banks failed during the subprime lending crisis. People don't realize just how insane bank failures were at that time. But here's the key. You want to know if your bank offers FDIC insurance. You want to know that you are under those limits. One thing we say here at our firm is if you're going to have safe money at the bank, make sure it's actually safe. The ultimate kind of like, I know you like The Simpsons, Sean, the ultimate dope moment is when you put money in a safe location only to find out that it wasn't safe. So just make sure you are keeping your deposits under those limits.
Great guidance, great information. I learned a bunch of new stuff too as we've been talking with CJ and Malia this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. I hope you're learning stuff as well. If you've got a question, you can always call in. Love to have you join us this morning. Get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. To get on the air, all you got to do is call the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with Malia and CJ. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We'll take more of your calls and questions. We'll talk about, as you heard CJ mention, what about credit unions? Malia will give us the details on that. We'll do that. Get your call next as well as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. And our phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, don't forget you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. I was going to say it'll be beneficial. It will be beneficial to you as well, but also complimentary. And joining us this morning is David. David, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Thank you. My question is, if you have a joint account and three beneficiaries, do you still have that insurance for five members?
No. Great question, David. Joint accounts are only by ownership. So if you had a joint tenants, it's called joint tenants account, where you had three different separately equal ownership units, then you could end up getting $250 per ownership unit. But the beneficiaries don't come into play on joint accounts. Where it does come into play is on trust accounts, where with a trust, again, similar concept, with a trust, I could have a trust account that has, you know, beneficiaries of that trust are multiple people. So then it could be up to five people. So think of like a joint tenants account where you have five owners. You could have up to five owners that are $250,000 per person, but it's not based on the transfer on death beneficiaries of that account. Am I making sense, David? Do you understand that distinguishing factor?
I have a follow-up question.
Sure.
Do the same FDIC rules apply to the credit union insurance?
Well, stay on the line after we finish the section with you, because Malia is just about to cover that section right now. It's called NCUA, and she'll be getting into that right now.
Really good question, Dave. David, thank you for the call. And if you've got a question, you too can be like David, get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. And speaking of Malia, when it comes to credit unions, let's say I have my money at a credit union versus a bank. Any guarantees there we should be aware of?
Yeah, so a great question today on that. And many people do choose to use their local credit unions because, to be honest, many of them are friendlier. Let's just start there. We have a lot of clients who enjoy working with bank accounts, or I should say credit union accounts, in their local credit union. So many of them do actually offer a guarantee. In fact, 98% of all credit unions in the United States are backed by the National Credit Union Share Insurance Fund. That's another mouthful, NCUSIF, or also known as NCUA, which is administered by the National Credit Union Administration. So those deposits of members are covered similar to FDIC, but different, up to $250,000 of insurance as long as the credit union is federally insured. And the insurance is actually backed by the participants of the federal credit unions. That's how it's provided. So again, backed by full faith credit of the United States. And credit unions members are proud to say they've never lost a penny of insured savings. So really what you should do is make sure your credit union, even though I said 98% are covered, make sure your credit union is a member. And again, they will be displaying that official NCUSIF insurance sign in their offices. However, you can go to the website ncua.gov and make sure your credit union is on there. But as CJ mentioned, you know, similar to FDIC, that coverage is limited per depositor, per insured credit union for each ownership category. And you do want to keep track of that. Sometimes people lose sight of how much they are keeping in their accounts. So you want to make sure you're covered and insured if that's your purpose. Now, another point we're going to bring up a little more detail in a few minutes is to remember that either FDIC and NCUA with the credit unions, that insurance does not cover funds held in investments, such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, life insurance policies, annuities, or even municipal securities, even if they were purchased from these insured banks. Those are not covered. So you want to understand the difference, and we'll dig into that in a minute. But again, when we look at how many insured credit unions are out there, there's quite a few. As of June 30th, 2023, there was 4,686 here in our country, and they serve more than 137 million members. So just make sure you know what your limits are, and per account, and make sure that your credit union is part of the association.
Just fascinating stuff, as always, from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website. If you haven't checked it out recently, definitely head on over there. You can learn more about Kloss Financial. There's separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that available to you at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442 5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Yeah, what about investments? Are there guarantees available then for my retirement accounts or after-tax investment accounts, CJ?
Good question. Yeah, so Malia kind of hinted at this, and often this is why when you walk into banks or credit unions, they do often have different departments. They have kind of the bank lending and depository side, and then there's what they would call like a Chinese wall between them and their investment department. Now, actually, Chinese wall isn't the right terminology. That's more in the investment banking world. But it's this idea that, hey, when you walk across this line into our wealth management department, you are moving out of the bank deposit guarantee section and into the market risk kind of SIPC section. So most people have seen the signs on financial institutions which say SIPC or SIPC, which stands for the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Now, often what people think is, oh, great. Okay. So it's just another form of like FDIC and I'm good. And if I put my money in the bank wealth management department and you know, I lose money there, then I can just get my money back. No. Again, there's a reason why you have to clearly understand the line when you're going into the world of securities. Because if you think about it through this lens, what is the risk of my money in a bank savings account? And the answer would be, well, bank failure would be a risk. But if your bank is part of FDIC, as we just found out, and you're in the insured category, then at least the FDIC will cover you. And then the secondary risk of your bank deposits is, of course, what we should all know, inflation, right? If you don't earn enough to beat inflation, then you're losing purchasing power. So often people say, good point, CJ, I'm going to jump to the securities side of the business and stocks and bonds and derivatives and all kinds of interesting products, you know, cryptocurrencies and fun things like that. Well, now you're taking on a very different risk, right? Now you have principal loss risk. And this is just, I cannot emphasize this enough to those people who are listening out there. When you take on more risk, you have the potential for greater gain, but it is the potential for greater gain. And that additional risk that I'm talking about is the risk of complete loss, right? At least in a bank deposit, I put it in there and I know that, hey, if markets go haywire, or even if the bank fails, I'm insured up to $250,000. But as soon as you go to the investment side of the industry, it's a very different world. So SIPC stands for Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Of course, the question is, what do they offer? So little background first. SIPC came into being in the late 1960s because of very high trading volume accompanied by steep declines of stock prices. During that time, there were many broker-dealers that had merged or went out of business and couldn't meet obligations to customers and went bankrupt. Hence, public confidence in the U.S. securities markets was tenuous. Now, as a result of the kind of extreme times, Congress passed the Securities Investors Protection Act of 1970 with the purpose of protecting customers against certain types of loss resulting from broker-dealer failure and to promote investor confidence in the markets. Now, notice I didn't say to guarantee your money against loss. That's not what we're saying. It is to protect you against certain types of losses resulting from broker-dealer failures. Bottom line, if your brokerage firm goes out of business and is a member of the SIPC, then your cash and securities held by the brokerage firm may be protected up to $500,000 per account per brokerage firm, and up to $250,000 of that being in cash, kind of like the FDIC insurance. SIPC insurance covers most types of securities, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. If a SIPC member becomes insolvent, SIPC will ask a court to appoint a trustee to supervise the firm's liquidation and to process investor claims. An example of this was actually seen in the Bernie Madoff situation. And as of the end of 2020, the trustee for the Bernie Madoff Investment Securities LLC corporation, the kind of liquidation process, had recovered $14.4 billion and distributed nearly $13.9 billion to investors through that kind of organized process to try to protect people from the loss of Bernie Madoff. However, SIPC does not protect you against loss caused by a decline in the market value of your securities. You know, like full stop. SIPC does not protect you against losses caused by a decline in the market value of your securities, nor does it offer protection from investment contracts not registered with the SEC. So listen, this is where a lot of people get confused. They say, well, certain types of losses, SIPC covers. And so, you know, my stocks went down and so I'm going to hire a lawyer and sue my broker or sue my advisor because the market went down. Yeah, that's not the way it works. No. It would be fraudulent if there was some sort of fraudulent protection, then SIPC could jump in. Or if a broker-dealer failed and you need to just reclaim your securities or assets, then that could kick in. But it is not for market volatility, which is part of what you get when you invest in securities.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Also a chance there to subscribe to the podcast and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that available to you at KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll wrap things up. We'll get to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll talk a little bit more about things covered and not covered by FDIC insurance with the details from CJ and Malia. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking guarantees this week with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you haven't been to the website, I guarantee you'll love it. KlossFinancial.com. That's a personal guarantee. I love checking out KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. You can learn more about the team at Kloss Financial. You can also learn about their separate divisions, whether you're an individual or a business, how they can help you. And of course, an opportunity at KlossFinancial.com to stay current. The weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Fill it out to subscribe. It's a nice weekly email, a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that available to you at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Our telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. So are there other things, Malia, we should be aware of then that are not covered when it comes to FDIC insurance?
Yeah, there are. And so as we've said, I think everyone's clear now, your stocks, bonds, mutual funds are not covered by FDIC insurance, and neither are crypto assets, and neither are, believe it or not, safety deposit boxes or the contents that are in those safety deposit boxes. And I understand where there's confusion there, because I would feel like if I'm putting something in a safety deposit box within an FDIC-insured bank, I would maybe naturally think, well, it's covered. I mean, whatever I put in there is going to be covered. And actually, that's not the case. So you really need to understand that you're really better off putting any cash deposits into a bank deposit in an FDIC-insured bank versus just sticking it in the safety deposit box, because you are not covered by the FDIC insurance. Because by law, the FDIC only insures those deposits in deposit accounts at insured institutions, and only in the rare instances that a bank might fail. So remember that a safety deposit box is not a deposit account. It's just provided space by the bank. So we would suggest that you look carefully at what you do keep in those safety deposit boxes. Some candidates for that might include, you know, some key documents such as birth certificates, property deeds, maybe car titles, and U.S. savings bonds if you have not converted them into electronic securities at this point. Our suggestion would be work with your financial advisor or your bank to get those savings bonds converted into electronic securities, because that probably really is the safest place for them to remain. Other possibilities you might put in your safety deposit box might be, you know, keepsakes, pictures, videos of your home's contents for insurance purposes, and irreplaceable photos. Some people will put their wills in there. and other important estate planning documents. Again, we would suggest you have electronic copies for yourself, maybe with your financial advisor, your attorney. So there's more than just a physical copy. And I think what's important, too, a lot of people like to keep a certain amount of cash at their house. And I just want people to remember that your generally your property, your home insurance that you have on your house is only going to cover perhaps $200 to $300 worth of actual cash. So that many people think, well, I've got property coverage and I've got personal coverage under that homeowner's. And actually, cash falls into the category that it's just a few hundred dollars that's covered. So if there was a fire in your house and you happen to have thousands of dollars, those dollars would not be covered. So really important to understand what is covered, what is insured, and best places to put those important documents or those important dollars.
Place for everything and everything in its place. This morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Learn more online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that number because now it's time also for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Amazon. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the maximum amount that FDIC insurance will cover for a single depositor account? Is it $150,000 or up to $250,000. Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win that $25 gift card to Amazon. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Their number 608-442-5637 and the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. CJ, Malia, it's always a joy hanging out. You guys enjoy this most beautiful of days.
Thanks, Sean.
News comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.